Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
It's Lloyd here, and today's poem is called The Altar. Here it is. Making decisions for a real life, choices confront us. My life hangs paradoxically. I want my life to count, but for what to happen? I must lose it. It's the spiritual principle. I must lose my life to save it. Saving my life for myself, because it's my own, loses it for a higher call. To lose it becomes my protection. The ultimate altar is the foot of the cross. Here's a reflection. Often we are polarized in the decision-making processes of our lives. Sometimes the challenge we face is which choice in the light of the truth which seems contradictory. This following verse highlights the contradiction. Luke 9:24 in the King James Version says this: "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Here it is again in the Passion Translation: "For if you choose self-sacrifice, giving up your lives for my glory, you will discover true life. But if you choose to keep your lives for yourselves, you will lose what you try to keep." The decisions we make are very determinative to our futures, and when faced with having to lose our life to save it, it is a contradiction. In our natural mind, we struggle with losing control of our life. Imagine the thinking processes we go through faced with giving everything over and laying down our life so that we can save it. The verse clarifies the cause as Jesus says three important words: "For my sake." When laying down our life or losing our life, it's all about the cause we lay it down for. As believers, why would we not want to lay down our life? On one occasion when I was preparing a couple for their wedding, I had a revelation of them both standing at an altar. It wasn't a traditional altar as one would imagine. It was an altar of sacrifice. What I saw was each of them laying down their life for each other. It was a case of self-sacrifice, the ultimate of dying to self. God then showed me if they don't die to themselves, the marriage could eventually fail. Here are three questions. First one: is the above verse a challenge for you? How did you navigate putting it into action? Question two: have you been able to measure the results of your choice, and have these results helped your ongoing choices? Question three: having control of our life can be an issue which stems from our own insecurity. Have you considered this question for yourself, and what were your outcomes? Okay, that's it for today, and thank you for listening. We'll have another one next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website one more time is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.